I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. We live in very dark days in America. We certainly experienced plenty of dark days in the past, and many of us are fortunate not to have to have dealt with anything that is really that bad in our lives. Although many of us have had to deal with terrible things. But I think we can all agree that this is not a happy chapter in American history. We are in the midst of an impeachment inquiry. And the more we learn about what happened and what is happening, both in 2016 and before, and in the 2020 election, the more insidious, the more evil, the more dark it appears. Our president was compromised many years ago, continues to be compromised. He does not represent our national interests. He is beholden to Russia and whoever else he owes money or whatever ways that he's being blackmailed. It's unclear exactly to what extent there are problems. This is a complicated and nuanced story, but I think what is more digestible right now is the 2020 efforts, in particular the efforts with the Ukraine. And you've heard me talk about, and you've heard pundits talk about, the effort to rig the 2020 election, where Trump sought a quid pro quo, as it's called. Essentially what he wanted was dirt on his, what he perceived as his major rival in the 2020 election, Joe Biden, in exchange for congressionally approved military aid to the Ukraine. This is illegal, it is impeachable, it is immoral, and it is all in a couple of pages of paper, because Trump released a transcript. Whether or not it's the complete and total transcript, I highly doubt it, but that was released. So that in and of itself is grounds for impeachment. It is grounds for conviction under by the Senate. You need 67 votes. I doubt the votes will be there, given that the Republicans appear to be very much beholden to Donald Trump, and perhaps under the thumb of Russia as well, at least some of them. Maybe not all of them, but I am skeptical. So now an impeachment report came out, a 300-page report yesterday, and it laid out various factual issues that will give rise to the articles of impeachment, which will eventually be filed. I think the most significant revelations have been the phone records with Rudy Giuliani, and basically show how tied he was to this whole Ukrainian deal. In addition to that, it also, there are quite a few records from Congressman Devin Nunes that shows his involvement as well, as basically the water boy for Trump and for Giuliani. And it clearly shows that there is just a vast, vast conspiracy that exists as it pertains to 2016 and then as it pertains to 2020. I think one of the problems with translating this story is that it is so vast and complicated, and 2016, 2020, they're all sort of the same ball of wax, as they say. It's this multifaceted, multi-pronged thing that exists, and it's driving everything right now in terms of, it drives our foreign policy, it drives our domestic policy, and it is an ongoing problem. I don't see it, things getting any better. Either our system will survive or it won't. I think it's an either or. My fear is that all of this evidence, I think it's already been laid out, and it's proved that, you know, impeachment is certainly warranted, conviction is certainly warranted, but that it won't happen, and there will be another election, and it will be rigged, or it will be rigged, and the American people will just not care, which is my greater concern, is that all of this is a symptom of a malaise that is so deep that we can't really grasp it, and it's I would be very disappointed if we don't have some sort of a victory for the rule of law here. But I am not optimistic at all. I am going to likely do some more podcasts where I'm going to get more specific, but I wanted to give you sort of a general view. Obviously, you can read all these stories. I don't know to what extent the sources are valid, but what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing is very, very disturbing, and it's very disheartening if you believe in the rule of law like I do and like so many other good, hardworking Americans and patriotic Americans do. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed the show, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or whatever other medium you listen to this on. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Facts.